Welcome to the Losing Weight with Fasting and Mindful Eating podcast. I am your host, Monica Banach, an advanced practice nurse and a weight loss coach. I am so grateful for you taking the time to listen to today's episode. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss the importance of visualization, creating a vision board, how to do it, how it works, and how it all has helped me in my own transformation journey. I want to start today's episode with a short quote. If you can see it and believe it, it is a lot easier to achieve it. Oprah. I often talk about the importance of visualization and the role it has played in my own weight loss transformation journey. That is, losing 57 pounds in 3 months and continuing to maintain that weight loss. I used to think it was just another little unnecessary hack till I tried it and saw it work for me. Visualization is often dismissed as a nonsense by evidence, but evidence and many examples of successful people out there has proven over and over that it does work. So don't listen to people that tell you, oh, it's silly, it's just a waste of time. Try it for yourself. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? Like, you're not really wasting time by visualizing something. It's not like you taking extra time out of your life to visualize yourself in a better place. You know, that's just silly of people to think that it's a waste of time. Visualization is probably one of the most powerful things in the world. If you think about it, most of the top athletes use this skill to prepare for their big games. Football games, MMA fighters, like huge top athletes talk about this. It's been used for centuries to prepare the mind, the body, and the consciousness for upcoming events, challenges, situations, and circumstances. Visualization requires you to want something, perceive it, and actually believe in it. Over time, creating that mental image can help you in the direction of your goals. So where do you want to be 3 months from now? Where do you see yourself? What about a year from now? Maybe 10, 20 years from now? Have you thought about it? When I started my weight loss transformation journey back in April 2020, I made a vision board on which I posted pictures of what I wanted to look like. Funny enough, those pictures were actually my own pictures from 10 years ago when I was at my fittest and was training for a figure show, which is a type of fitness competition. I would get up every morning and look at my vision board for the last 6 months. Currently, I have to say that I have surpassed my body goals, and I am fitter than I was 10 years ago. I'm not saying that my vision board made me lose weight, but I know that having that vision and clear set goals has definitely helped me on this transformation journey. If you listen to my episode 1, I do discuss in there how I lost 57 pounds in 3 months and which fasting protocol I used. Fasting has definitely been the key to achieving this goal, but also continuously changing how I think and how I perceive myself, my body, played an important role. You can lose weight with most of the diets out there, but if you don't change your mindset and your habits, you most likely will regain that weight in a short amount of time because you will go back to your old ways of eating or thinking. Trust me, I am a pro at this. I have tried probably most of the extreme diets out there. This is the first time in my life I was able to lose such a drastic amount of weight, 57 pounds in 3 months, and I have kept it off for over 6 months now. This is truly remarkable to me, and I contribute to success to all the things that I've done, the fasting, the walking, working on my mindset, visualization, those clear set goals. I think they're all part of the whole success. So it's time for me to redo my vision board and put some new body goal pictures on there. I have a few in mind already. I just need to print them. I do want to do a fitness show next year, and I want to start visualizing myself on that stage in my best possible physique that I can achieve by that time. I'm telling you all this stuff to show you how powerful it is to visualize things that you want in life. It is such a simple hack, and it does work. I do a lot of this work with my clients, and I do encourage them to create a vision board and find pictures of what they want to look like, what they want their body to look like, and revisit those images daily. I actually have them send those pictures to me because I want to make sure that they have done their homework. Like, this is a big part of their transformation journey. So let's start with, what is a vision board? So a vision board, it's a visualization tool which refers to a board of any sort used to build a collage of words, pictures, and whatever else you want that represent your goals and your dreams. My vision board is a simple cork board, and it has pictures of my like fit bodies, lots of beaches, because that's something that I love doing. And as I mentioned before, it has photos of my body 10 years ago. If you would like to see an example of what my vision board looks like, DM me on Instagram and I'll send it to you. My Instagram is fit.fat.hotaf. And also, if you have a vision board and you would like to share with me, please do so. I would love to see your vision boards. It's important to remember to actually place your vision board where you can easily look at it as you walk by several times a day. Making a vision board and placing it in your closet does not benefit you. By placing visual representation of your goals into one space, you can easily visualize them frequently. I know there are also apps that you can use on your phone to create a vision board on your cell phone. This way you can look at it throughout the day. I actually need to do that. I might just take a picture of my vision board and place it on my phone as a screensaver, because we all know we look at our phone all the time throughout the day. Our mind is so interesting. It actually has a difficult time distinguishing between reality and imagination. So why not create that clear picture in your mind and live it daily? Modern science actually has proven that you can change your brain using visualization. Many famous people out there have used visualization technique to get to where they are now. One example that comes to mind is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I will pump you up. For whatever reason, when I used to train pretty hardcore at the gym, people used to think I was German and ask me to say this phrase all the time. So it became kind of like a joke, and I would use it when I worked as a personal trainer. I would say this to my clients to kind of make them laugh. So I don't think I sound like Arnold, but yeah, well, you tell me if I sound like Arnold. So Arnold, as a young athlete, he swore by the power of visualization to reach his bodybuilding goals. If you watch some of his interviews, he actually talks about that. It's quite fascinating. Growing up in the poor Austria, he always dreamed of coming to America, the land of opportunity. With all the odds built against him, everything that he has achieved in his life, he built through imagination, visualization, and his clear goals. He used the image of Reg Parks, one of the bodybuilders, and he said that the more he focused on the image and worked and grew, the more he saw the possibility of himself becoming Reg Parks. He didn't just want to become a bodybuilder. He wanted to become the best in the world. He found joy in every push-up, every sit-up, every rep that he did because it brought him closer to where he wanted to be. So many people don't enjoy the process because they don't have a clear enough vision of what they want to achieve. This is common in our daily jobs, in our weight loss. We dread going for a walk because it just sucks. Instead of actually looking at that walk as something that brings you closer to your goal. So going back to Arnold, at age 15, he imagined himself standing on stage holding Mr. Olympia trophy. And at age 20, he won the Mr. Universe in London. He was actually the youngest Mr. Universe ever. He said that he also used the same tactics when he transitioned to acting and politics. He didn't even speak English when he visualized himself as a famous movie actor. He said that he would create a vision of who he wanted to be, and he lived that picture as if it was already true. But the big thing with this whole thing is just visualizing, just thinking about something is not enough. Arnold says that you have to be specific about your goals, or the process of visualization does not work. Don't just be vague about it and say, I just want to get healthier. Instead, put a date on your dream. Put a date on your dream when you want to achieve it, how you want to do it. Because if you don't, otherwise, it's just a daydream. You're just daydreaming. You're not actually using visualization to achieve your goals. You're just daydreaming. So you have to have a clear vision, because without that clear vision, you're not going to know what steps to take after life throws you an obstacle in your path. But if Arnold can do it, you can do it too. I like one of this quote. Just remember, you cannot climb the ladder of success with your hands in your pockets. He also believes in hard work, visualization, hard work, and clear-cut goals. Sitting on the couch, daydreaming about your sexy ass body or your dream job is not going to make it happen. Clearly, you've got to put things into action and use all of them. Most people out there focus on two things. They focus on what they want, and they focus on the absence of the things that they want. And actually, majority of people are focused on the absence of what they want. You can change that, and you can start focusing on what you want in your life. Just because you can't see it with your eyes doesn't mean that it's not in motion. I don't know where I heard this quote, but I love it. Lack of evidence is not evidence of lack. Lack of evidence is not evidence of lack. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. You have to step into the image of what you want. It can take some time to master visualization. And here are some things that you can use to start benefiting from its effects immediately. You can use visualization to increase your motivation, for example. If you don't want to go for a walk, you can imagine getting to your goal weight and wearing that perfect, sexy dress. envision how you want to feel, how others are going to look at you, your reaction, their reaction. You can use that to motivate yourself at the gym. And once you define your goals, use visualization to help you get closer to your goals. Don't just think of your goals in your head. Actually, take out a piece of paper or your notepad in your phone and write, define those clear goals. Not like, oh, I just want to be healthy. What weight do you want to, how are you going to feel? What size do you want to be? Put those pictures in there of what you want to look like. This is all important. Also, you have to become more aware of your thoughts. Naturally, we tend to think more negatively. That's just the natural process of our mind. But over time, you can start increasing those positive thoughts. And those positive thoughts will start to bring more positive outcomes in your life. Every time you have that negative thought, like, oh, I'm fat, ugh, I'm never going to be skinny, you can actually reroute those thoughts in your mind and start thinking of, you know what, I am grateful for the body that I have. I'm beautiful, I'm thin, I'm sexy, whatever it is that you want to achieve. I'm sure it kind of sounds weird as you're saying it when you're not fit, but that doesn't matter. Just get over it. Just start thinking of yourself highly. Ignore the people who do not encourage you. Make sure you surround yourself with people who motivate you and who push you to be better. Don't listen to the naysayers. There's plenty of them out there. And there are just those people that are unhappy. And they try to bring everybody down with them because they're unhappy. Work your butt off. There really aren't any shortcuts to success, even in weight loss. Yes, like fasting can be a great tool for losing weight. You can drop lots of weight in a month. But just like with everything else, if you go back to your old ways of being, you will gain it back. So even though maybe it seemed easy to drop that weight, you still have to do the work. You have to continue to do the work. There is no shortcuts. This is a marathon, not a sprint. So don't try to, you know, be silly and drop, you know, yes, you can drop a lot of weight, but that doesn't matter if you don't maintain it. That actually makes things even worse. The yo-yo dieting, you know, and this is the perfect time too. Everybody's trying to lose the last 20 pounds before the holidays, before the new year. And yes, that's great. You can do that. But your ultimate goal shouldn't be just to lose weight for the holidays. Your ultimate goal should be to maintain that weight and continue to be healthy. So I hope all this stuff was helpful. And just one last thing, and the most important, believe in yourself. Because if you don't back yourself, no one else will. Get up every morning and tell yourself that you're enough. Use that visualization. Use your clear set goals. Use your vision board to bring you closer to where you want to be. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please take a moment and write a review on Apple Podcasts. It really does make a difference. It helps to spread the word and let other people listen to it. So please take your time. I would appreciate it if you do so. And have an awesome week.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, share it on your social media, and be sure to leave a review on iTunes. Follow Monica on Instagram at fit.fat.hotaf and on Twitter at fitfathotaf.